This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
It is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level, and we'd like to express our greetings to each of you, and as well express our gratitude for your offering of this opportunity to enter into and to interact and to share with each of you in your vibrational level. Now, once again, before we begin this afternoon, we would suggest there exists for each of you the opportunity to be involved in what we refer to as a silent communication, the opportunity for you to alter your consciousness and enter into what you might refer to as a meditative state, and in that altered state of consciousness have the opportunity to have a telepathic interaction or exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed with that person that you might refer to as your higher self, that spark of consciousness that you are. And once again, many times that interaction or that telepathic exchange of information is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express throughout our lives. And as well, many times that information is much more complete, much more accurate in terms of giving you that which you desire without this limitation of the use of a language or a vocabulary to attempt to give an explanation for various thoughts and feelings and ideas. So, as always, we would encourage you to be involved, and you will find that as a result of this energy that you have created, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and enter into that meditative state. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent, and you will find that it, despite the interruptions that we may have upon your consciousness, you will still have success in altering that consciousness and in entering into that meditative state, and in that meditative stage indeed have that opportunity to experience that interaction, that telecommunication, if you wish. Now, once again, many times when you awake from that altered state of consciousness, from that meditative state, you don't have a recall of an interaction. It seems like there was nothing occurring, but we assure you that that absolutely does occur, that the telepathic exchange of information most certainly does occur during that altered state of your consciousness. And many times as you go through your so-called day-to-day activities, as you exist in this state of consciousness, you will have intuitive suggestions that assist you in creating and succeeding in that which you desire to create in this awakened consciousness state in your vibrational level. And so we would encourage you, absolutely, but it's simply an encouragement, and the choice is yours, absolutely, as well, whenever we tell you that you must or should do something, for indeed, as always, this reality is a reflection of your beliefs and your choices, and you're free to make the choice. Absolutely. Now, as we've suggested many, many times, you exist in an illusionary reality. It's not to suggest that it's an insignificant reality, but rather it's an illusionary reality. It's illusionary in that it's a reflection of what it is that you desire. It's a reflection of beliefs that you hold. Beliefs that you hold at various levels of your consciousness. Beliefs that we have attempted to express in various terms as being a human consciousness belief, for example, which is a belief system which is held by the individuals, the entities that choose to exist within your vibrational level and agree to participate, to validate, to uphold, if you wish, and to sustain the human consciousness belief systems. Very difficult belief systems for you to alter. Belief systems, for example, in time and space. Illusionary realities that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. but very difficult for you to step outside of in your awakened consciousness state, because you agree to participate, because you hold at various levels of your consciousness that belief system that time and space are real. And so when you're in this awakened consciousness state, they appear to be real. It appears to be something that's validated by the realities that you're experiencing, and yet it validates a belief that you hold, that there is such a thing as time and space. Nonetheless, it doesn't mean that they're not illusionary. And so you have these illusionary realities, and you have these human consciousness belief systems that are sustained, sustaining these illusionary realities and making it very difficult for you to alter. And then you have the societal belief systems, in which you have various societies holding certain belief systems that affect the reality that you're experiencing while you're existing within that particular society. But when you step into different societies, there's different belief systems and they experience different realities. It doesn't mean that one is any superior to the other. It doesn't mean that one is more validation than the other. It's simply a validation of belief systems that are being held by that society. And then you have the individual belief systems, the belief systems that are influencing your day-to-day activities to a greater extent in some instances than the societal and the human consciousness belief systems. And the individual belief systems are more within your capacity to alter. And it doesn't necessarily mean it's easy. But it's within your capacity to alter these individual belief systems more readily than it is to alter a societal belief system, and indeed much more readily than it is to alter a human consciousness belief system. And so you exist within your vibrational level in an awakened consciousness state, in an illusionary reality that is sustained and validating belief systems that you hold. It's really that simple. It may seem, and it does seem, absolutely in your awakened consciousness state, that it's much more complicated, but it's not really. It's actually quite a simple process of creating a reality to validate beliefs. You exist in your awakened consciousness state with the belief that this is the most important, if not the only, existence that it's possible for you to experience and to be involved in. We refer to it as an incarnational period. And you may refer to it as your life existence within this particular time and space period. As we suggested, time and space are illusionary. They don't exist at other levels of consciousness. They exist in your awakened consciousness state. You choose to believe that this is the existence, the most important existence, and if not the only existence that it's possible for you to experience. When you're in this awakened consciousness state, you also believe that in those altered states of consciousness, in your dream states or in your meditative states, indeed in your so-called between incarnational states, or in other words the states when you pass away or when you die, that they are the illusionary states. That when you're dreaming or when you're in a meditative state, that that's illusionary. The irony of it is that this state that you're in when you're in your awakened consciousness state is the most illusionary state that you can and will exist in. We suggested many times that this state, this awakened consciousness state, is the most difficult state for you to sustain. And in fact, you have no problem comprehending this energy that when you're in your awakened consciousness state, you will not sustain that particular state of consciousness. You all understand absolutely that at some point you will sleep. And in fact, you also understand that it's easier for someone to enter into an altered state of consciousness and not come back into your so-called awake state, and to sustain that altered state of consciousness. It's more possible for that to occur than it is for you to occur and sustain this awakened consciousness state. You understand that at some level of your existence, you will, for lack of a better terminology, you will die. You never die, you simply alter consciousness. But nonetheless, you believe and understand that you will terminate, if you wish, the existence in this particular incarnational state, in this lifetime. It will end. You know that. And you also accept the fact that you will alter your consciousness and leave this particular state. So you can't sustain the conscious state. But you do. No matter how difficult it may be for you to accept, you hold the glimpse of hope that the consciousness will continue when you do terminate this so-called lifetime. Reassure you once again that this state, this awakened consciousness state, is the most difficult and illusionary state that you will ever exist in. When you alter your states of consciousness, when you enter into the meditative states or the dream states or go one step farther and go to the between incarnational states, those states are much more real than your awakened consciousness state. You cannot die. You cannot become some entity that's lost to all existence. What you cannot do is sustain this awakened consciousness state. That's what you can't do. That's difficult. You put in place all types of belief systems to validate that you're not in control. You put in all types of belief systems to validate the passage of time and space. Illusions. Absolutely. But nonetheless, when you're in your awakened consciousness state, they seem very real. And they seem very real because you choose to put those beliefs in place. You choose to make it seem very real. There's not some other entity. There's not some energy that's influencing your reality and saying, well, here it is. This is what you must do. Absolutely not. You see, if you can hold within your awakened consciousness state the belief that there is but one choice that you can make, you have that freedom of choice to make even one decision that will affect your reality, that's not influenced by some other entities. Then, in order to have that one, then you must have control of the entire. You can't have a piece of it. You can say, well, I'm going to control this piece, but I can't control all the rest. It can't be that way. You're either in control or you're not. And we would suggest that you're absolutely and completely in control. And not just of a little bit of it, but all of it. Every atom that exists within your universe is your creation. It's a validation of beliefs that you hold. And it becomes difficult for you to grasp that, absolutely, because it seems when you're in your waking consciousness state that this reality and this universe is so massive. But it's an illusion. And because it's an illusion, it's a reflection of the beliefs that you hold. And as a consequence of being the reflections of the belief that you hold, you exist in each and every atom of the entire universe. And once again, that's possible because it's an illusionary universe. It's an illusionary reality that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state. Many individuals existing in your awakened consciousness state have an inherent fear of leaving this consciousness state, of ending this lifetime, of terminating it. As we've suggested many times, you cannot fail. This is not a test. This is not something where you must pass certain levels of experiences before you can achieve some type of goal. It's not a test. You cannot fail. You absolutely cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. That's a given. You can accept that. We tell you that there are three things that exist that are absolutes. Three things that you cannot alter. The rest is your illusionary reality. And those three things exist not only in your vibrational level, but all of the vibrational levels throughout all of creation. One of them is that you are the God that you search for. You are all that is. You are no more and no less than any entity that exists not only in your vibrational level, but in all of the vibrational levels throughout all of creation. You are all that is. You are interconnected with each and every entity. It becomes very difficult to give you some type of an explanation using a vocabulary, because your vocabulary and almost all of the explanations that come when you attempt to give explanations that refer to size or refer to an individual are based upon your belief in time and space. When we say that you are a piece of the one, for example, then you begin to believe that there's this huge one and you are but a minute part of that one. And that's not that way. You are all that is. There is not one entity that is any more or any less than what you are. You are all that is. And so it becomes difficult, once again, to give you an explanation, to say that you are a spark of consciousness and feel that there's this huge fire and you're but a small spark. And it's not that way. You're the fire. You're all that is. And yet you are less than what you can possibly comprehend. And again, it becomes difficult for you to accept that type of an explanation, because it's an explanation that's based upon space. And space is illusionary. It doesn't exist. It only exists within your awakened consciousness state. And so you are the God that you search for. Absolutely. There is not some entity that's controlling your reality. Unless, of course, you desire to have that experience. You see, if you desire to believe there's some entity that's controlling your reality and making decisions for you and having an influence on your reality, if you believe that, then indeed the reality you experience in your awakened consciousness state validates the belief, and you will appear to not be in control. Your choice. If you choose to allow others to influence your reality, your choice. It's important that you understand that it's always your choice. You can't once again have the choice in this little small area that you believe, and each of you will have some areas where without doubt you'll say, well, I can control that part of my reality. There's no other entity that can control that part. That's mine. Each of you can point to some individual action that you're involved in, or creation process, or some day-to-day activity where you can say, I control that. No one else does that for me. And if you can accept that you control that, then you must, once again, accept that you control it all. And to make a choice to not be in control is to still make the choice and to be in control. If you're driving down the road in your car, and you take your hands off the steering wheel and the car runs into the ditch and crashes and you kill yourself, and you can say, well, the car did that to me. But not really. You made your choice to take your hands off the steering wheel and to see what happens. And so when you allow yourself to be influenced by others, or allow yourself to believe that there are other entities existing outside of your vibrational level, you make the choice to hold that belief system. And the spark of consciousness that you are, that spark of consciousness that's responsible for the creation of this reality that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state, is that who you are creates the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state without judging whether or not it's right or wrong, or good or bad, or a desirable or an undesirable reality that you're going to experience. It creates the reality to validate your beliefs without judgment. And it does so joyously from a position of absolute and unconditional love. So if you desire to experience a reality where you think there's some entity that's controlling your reality and influencing it, and you're allowing your neighbors to influence your reality, and you're saying, well, that individual can influence how I experience certain day-to-day activities, and this other one has control over certain elements of my existence, your choice, and the spark of consciousness that you are, allows you to have that experience. And it does so without judging, once again, whether it's right or wrong. You see, right or wrong is a human and awake consciousness concept. It does not exist at that level of consciousness that creates your reality for you. If you desire to experience a reality If you believe that you're not worthy of experiencing love, then the fog of consciousness that you are will validate that reality. But understand that it will do so from a position of absolute and unconditional love. That's who you are. It's what you are. You cannot fake it. And so, you are the God that you search for. One of the three things that you cannot change. The second is, as we've spoken extensively on, you create your reality. All of it. Not some little part of it. All of it. The reality that you experience is a reflection of the beliefs that you hold. Without exception. Each and every instance that you're experiencing is a validation of beliefs. And it becomes difficult to grasp that concept. We understand that absolutely. We understand this rate of difficulty many times in altering beliefs. Beliefs are contained within belief systems. And we've used the analogy that it's similar to your understanding that this reality that you are experiencing, this so-called awakened consciousness state, is made up of solid material and objects. And yet you understand that those materials and those objects, when broken down to their primary components, are comprised of atoms. And the atoms form the molecules, and the molecules form the objects that you experience. And it's a combination of those atoms and the different elements contained within those atoms that influence the density of the objects that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness stack. And it's a combination of a multitude of atoms that form the molecules, that form the objects that you experience. And so it is with belief systems. It's not just one belief that's influencing the entire reality. You can have, and do have, multitudes of belief systems that interact with each other and combine to form the reality that you're experiencing. And so we're not suggesting that it's a simple act of saying, well, I don't believe that, so I'm going to change it, and that will alter my reality. It is that simple, but it's also difficult many times to understand how the beliefs interact with each other to form the belief systems. And for the opportunity for you to alter those beliefs and belief systems. But nonetheless, you create your reality. The reality you're experiencing is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. Entirely, not just part of it. Entirely. And the third thing that you cannot change is that you cannot fail. This is not a test. You're not put here by some entity that says, well, you've got to go down now and you've got to learn this lesson and you're going to be making the right choices. When we're going to condemn you to some existence, we're going to have you experiencing all types of negative realities. Absolutely not. You can have that if you wish to believe it. Absolutely. The difficulty comes when you hold those beliefs. And many individuals do within your reality, and we're not suggesting that one's right or wrong. You see, we don't ever come and judge and say, this is what you must believe, or this is what you must believe. We simply offer you explanations of the reality that you experience and how you correct it. How you experience it is entirely up to you. We're not going to attempt to influence it. We're not going to tell you that you should be doing this or you should be doing that. That's your choice. You're here by choice. It's an illusion. Enjoy it. If it's a negative reality that you believe you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state, understand that the spark of consciousness that you are does not view it as a negative reality, but rejoices in creating the reality so that you can have the experience. So enjoy. It's your reality, it's your creation, and it's not right or wrong other than you choose to believe in the awakened consciousness state, it's right or wrong. And so from that aspect, we never say to you, you should do this or you should do this. Absolutely not. Enjoy. It's your reality. It's your creation. It's your validation of your belief systems. Enjoy the creation process. But you cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. when you go through this consciousness, and we continuously refer to your belief in time and space, simply because it allows us to give an explanation that's based upon beliefs that you can comprehend, rather than attempting to explain to you that they're all illusions and all of these realities that you're experiencing are occurring at the same instant, if you wish. And then it becomes difficult for you to grasp that. It may be more accurate, but more difficult to, once again, grasp in your awakened consciousness state. And so we give you the explanation that when you die, when you also that state of consciousness, and you go into the, what we refer to as the between incarnational stage, at that level of consciousness, it's very difficult for you to sustain realities that you might refer to as less than desirable realities. If you wish to believe that if you don't do things right when you're in your awakened consciousness state, then you're going to be subjected to some type of negative existence after you pass away when you enter that state of consciousness, when you enter into that state of consciousness, you continue to create the reality to validate the beliefs. And so you have that experience. But it becomes very difficult for you to sustain, because you're at that level of consciousness from which you create the reality. And so you'll have a thought and you'll have a belief, and suddenly the reality will change, and you'll look at, look at that. I can change my reality. Perhaps I'm not limited to the type of reality that I can experience. Perhaps I'm not destined to be trapped in this negative existence for the rest of my time. And so you begin to understand who and what you truly are. You cannot fail to come to that understanding. You absolutely cannot fail. And at that level of your consciousness, if you wish, you can choose to leave this vibrational level, or you can choose to continue to create in it. It's your choice. You don't have to learn anything to make that decision. You're here because you choose to be here. If you choose to be here, if you, once again, can grasp that simple belief system that there is some aspect of your creation that you can be in control of, then you must be able to hold the concept that you're in control of it all. Because you see, if someone else is controlling it for you, then that means that you don't even have the minute possibility of controlling even the least amount of your reality. And most of you would agree that that is quite ludicrous. There is some aspect where you can have free choice. And free choice cannot be limited to just certain aspects and not to all. And so you create your reality. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. And it's in that altered state of consciousness, in that between incarnational state of consciousness, if you wish, that you choose, once again, to either reincarnate, to have another experience in this vibrational level, in what you refer to as a lifetime experience, or you choose to leave this vibrational level. And when we say leave, that's simply, once again, using terminology to give you an explanation that fits within your belief in time and space. For you see, you really don't leave anywhere. Time and space are illusions. All of the vibrational levels exist within the same time and same space. All of the realities that you are experiencing exist within the same time and same space. That is... Time and space is an illusion that you only experience in your awakened consciousness fact. So, it's not like you leave, but rather you choose to alter your consciousness so that you are, if you wish, in tune to a different vibrational level. We use an analogy, and it's a fairly good analogy if we don't mind saying so ourselves. But there exists within your universe a multitude of so-called wavelengths of radio frequency wavelengths, television frequency wavelengths, your communication type systems wavelengths. You understand that all of these airwaves are existing within the same time and the same space. Simultaneously, they're all there. Multitudes of them. And you understand that, depending upon the device that you have and the particular frequency that you're attempting to tap into, that particular wavelength and radio frequency that you're attempting to tap into, you can tack an instrument and tune it to that frequency and tap into that particular wavelength and receive the information that's existing on that wavelength while eliminating all of the other frequencies and wavelengths and radio waves and all the other types of wavelengths that are there, the microwave lengths, and there's a multitude of them. And you tune into one while eliminating all the rest. You can grasp and understand that concept, that they all exist within the same time and same space, and yet you can tune into one while eliminating all the rest. But the existence within your vibrational level is similar. All of the other vibrational levels exist within the same time and same space. You simply choose to tune into this one while eliminating all of the rest. You also do something rather unique in this vibrational level that is not duplicated in the other vibrational levels, and we've spoken of it many times. You put in place an electromagnetic type of energy that you refer to as a veil. An electromagnetic type of energy that exists throughout your vibrational level that limits other entities existing outside of your vibrational level to interfere in your creation process. This is not possible. There can't be some entity sitting out there that controls your reality. It's not possible. You put it in place as a human consciousness. When you enter into this vibrational level, you agree to sustain and to perpetuate that electromagnetic type of energy that limits entities existing outside of your vibrational level to create within your vibrational level. They can enter your vibrational level. There's no such thing saying, well, this is some type of an exclusive vibrational level that other entities can't interact in if they choose. Any entity can exist within your vibrational level. They have but to agree to participate in the creation and sustaining of your so-called veil. That veil that limits others from outside of your vibrational level from interfering. That electromagnetic type of energy also does something else that's very important. It limits your capacity, whether you're in your awakened consciousness state, to understand who and what you truly are. Your choice. Your choice. You see, it's important to understand that all of this reality that you're experiencing, all of this vibration level, is your choice. Now, entities would look and say, well, now, you're telling us that we're experiencing a very negative existence within this reality, and you are suggesting that it's our choice. Absolutely. You put in place the belief systems. You may not choose to be impoverished, for example, but you choose to believe that you're not worthy of being anything but impoverished. And so you create the reality. You choose to believe that it's not possible for you to love who you are consciously. And so you create realities to validate that belief. You choose to believe that it's not possible for you to be involved in meaningful relationships. And so you create the reality to validate the belief. And the spark of consciousness that you are creates the reality joyously. You see, that's the irony of it. It doesn't matter what the reality is that you're experiencing and whether in your awakened consciousness state you deem it as being a desirable or an undesirable reality. The spark of consciousness that you are creates them all equally from a position of absolute unconditional love. And it does so without judgment. It does so to give you unconditional love in your awakened consciousness state. It just becomes difficult for many to accept that. It becomes difficult to accept that the reality that you're experiencing is a reflection of your choices, is a reflection of your beliefs. Many times, those beliefs are put in place in altered states of consciousness. When you're in that between-incarnational state and you're choosing to reincarnate, you're choosing to come and have another life experience. You choose various possibilities for experiences to occur within that lifetime. You choose to have certain physical attributes. You interact with other entities and agree that this particular lifetime there will be these possibilities, and I will be entering into this lifetime and I will be interacting with these individuals and this individual here who perhaps other lifetimes as a sibling at this particular incarnational period, we're going to agree to have an experience where I become the son and the other one becomes one of the parents. And you agree to interact with those individuals. And you enter into that incarnational period with all of these beliefs stored within your physical makeup, these possibilities that your scientists are beginning to discover are stored within your DNA. The stuff that the scientists thought was just like junk in your DNA didn't have any particular use that they could tap into and understand. What's contained within that seemingly useless DNA is the limitless possibilities that you have chosen to put in place. You have chosen to hold that belief, to have those experiences. And so you exist throughout this incarnational period and you make choices and decisions. You hold various beliefs. And as a result of holding those belief systems, you influence the energy that surrounds the DNA. And as you alter the energy that surrounds the DNA based upon your choices and your decisions, based upon your beliefs and your attitudes, you activate or deactivate various aspects of the DNA by altering the energy surrounding the DNA, and you turn it from something that was simply a possibility of occurring within your lifetime into a probability. You activate it or deactivate it. And so you have these possibilities that were sitting there that now become probabilities, and they are experienced within your reality based upon your belief systems, based upon your choices and decisions, based upon your thoughts and your feelings and your attitudes and beliefs, based upon your imagination of what it is that you desire. You make it real. You activate the DNA and it becomes a physical attribute in this reality, in this lifetime. And you look at that and you suggest, well now, you're telling us, Josiah, that here we are suffering from this debilitating disease, and you're suggesting it's something that we chose, and we're suggesting absolutely something that you chose. You put in place that possibility. You agreed to participate in that creation process. And the reason why you agreed is really very simple. You exist within this vibrational level for a reason that is so simple that it's almost beyond comprehension. And that is, you desire to experience an intensity of emotions and feelings that's not duplicated in any other vibrational level. That's why you choose to exist. That's why you're in this vibrational level. You have the capacity, because you put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your understanding of who and what you truly are, to experience a reality that seems to be beyond your control. And as a result of seeming to be beyond your control, the emotions and feelings that you experience as a result of that creation of that reality are intensified. So that you can experience it. So that you can have the feelings and emotions. So that it seems real. That's why you're here. No other reason. You're not here because you have to learn something. You're not here because some entities decided that you must go through certain types of growth or certain experiences. Absolutely not. You're here because you choose to be here, because in this vibrational level, when you believe that you're not in control in your awakened consciousness state, you can experience a level of emotions and feelings that's not possible in any of the other vibrational levels throughout all of creation. That's why you're here. It's really that simple. And we would challenge each of you to look at any activity that you're involved in and break it back to why you're doing it. Why do I go to work each day? Why do I attempt to earn certain types of income? What is my goal? And your goal eventually will be to be involved in the experience that gives you an emotion and feeling that you desire to have. That's why you do it. In your awakened consciousness that you desire to experience those so-called positive emotions. And just an individual who experiences what you in your awakened consciousness state many times look at as a negative emotion. Individuals involved in experiencing some type of disease. And you look at that and say, well, why would they have that? That's not the type of emotion that you desire to experience. And yet, many times, those individuals, looking back upon that experience, will tell you that they really enjoyed what it was that they accomplished as a result of being involved in that reality creation. As difficult as that may seem, many individuals would not change the reality that they experienced. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. If you don't like your reality, alter your beliefs. It's really that simple. You create the reality to experience the intensity of emotions and feelings that are involved in that experience. That's why you do it. That's why you're here. You're here by choice. You are the God that you search for. You create your reality and you cannot fail. All the rest is illusionary, is up for grabs. You can have whatever it is that you desire, not only can, but do. The irony of it is that you, whether you wish to believe it or not, are in complete control of the reality that you're experiencing. You're already doing it. You don't have a choice. It's called creation. It's called validation of belief systems. It's why you exist. It's why we exist. It's why all of the entities exist throughout all of creation. It becomes very difficult to give you an accurate explanation of who and what you truly are. That each of you are interacting with each other. Each of you are interconnected. And yet each of you are separate. You are all that is, and yet you are separate individuals. A very difficult concept to grasp. We suggested many times that we attempt to give you an explanation, but it always falls short. It doesn't matter whether it's our explanation or any other individual or entity's explanation. It always falls short of giving you an example or an explanation of who and what you truly are. In order to have that experience, you must go with inside. All of the answers that you seek to your questions are with inside. Each of you has the capacity to go with inside, to go with inside and to have access to that knowledge that you desire. To go with inside and to come in contact with who and what you truly are. And when you make that connection, when you go inside, you begin to understand that you can't tell anyone else. It's a journey that each must make if they wish to have that experience and bring it back into their awakened consciousness state. That's available to each of you. But it's a knowledge that can only be attained by going inside. You can't find it written in the book. You can't listen to explanations from entities such as us. It always falls short. It always leaves that little bit of wanting to know. We can simply suggest that the possibility for you to go with inside and to have that connection is there. You must make the choice. You must make the journey. You must go with inside. And when you go with inside and go with inside with the intent of remaining in control, of retaining a memory of the interaction, then it's possible for you to alter that consciousness, to enter inside and to remain alert, and to have that interaction, to have access to that knowing, and to bring it back into your conscious state. Some individuals go through what they have referred to as a near-death experience, and they make that connection with who and what they truly are. And it alters their entire perception of existence within your so-called awakened conscious state. It's not necessary for you to have a near-death experience to have that interaction. It's possible for you to alter your consciousness, to go within inside, and to make that connection. And to know who and what you truly are. To get a glimpse of that concept of creation. To get an understanding. And when you receive that understanding, and when you bring it back into your consciousness state, then you begin to understand that it's not possible for you to explain it to someone else, but rather it's an experience that they must indeed be involved in order to understand. You are the God you search for. You create your own reality and you cannot fail. If you can accept those three truths, and if you can indeed understand that you create your reality from a position of absolute and unconditional love, and that it's possible for you to bring that love into your conscious state so that you can love yourself unconditionally, consciously, then indeed you can have whatever it is you desire. The only limitation to your creation is your imagination. It's an illusion. You can have whatever it is that you desire. Absolutely guaranteed. Now, we would back for a moment or two, and if you wish, we would return and attempt to answer questions for you. And in the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so for a moment or two, we would leave you with love and with peace.